Thai officials Wednesday began cleaning up Bangkok's airports. Earlier in the day, the anti-government People's Alliance for Democracy ended its 8-day siege of the terminals, and the first passenger flights in a week arrived at the international airport. The blockade left hundreds of thousands of travellers stranded. Airport officials say it will be several days before the operations are back to normal. Since May, the PAD has campaigned against the government, accusing it of acting as a proxy for former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. The protests ended after a court ruling dissolved three governing coalition parties led by the People's Power Party for breaking election laws. The decision ended the 77-day government of Prime Minister Somchai Wongsawat. But members of the banned parties shifted to new parties and they continue to dominate parliament. Sunay Pasuk with Human Rights Watch here says next week the parties will select a new prime minister. But he says that will not necessarily end the political tensions.
I would say, you know, at this point, this is only the end of Act 1. We are having a cool-off period until the selection of Prime Minister will start next week on the 7th, 8th and 9th of December. Those will be the three critical days.
If the PAD sees the new Prime Minister as being too close to Mr. Thaksin, the protests could resume. The PAD considers Mr. Thaksin, who was ousted in a coup 2 years ago, of being corrupt and authoritarian. He has fled the country to avoid corruption charges. However, Sunay says Mr. Thaksin's supporters are increasingly frustrated by what they see as a lack of official impartiality in dealing with the PAD, which occupied a government office compound and the airports without punishment. Pro-government groups also accused the judiciary of bias against Mr. Somchai's government. Sunay says the political situation remains unsettled.
The situation remains very fluid. Put all these factors together, that PAD can come back any time. Thaksin side remain defiant and is very likely to take control of the government again. So we are back to square one.
Krysak Chunawan, a member of the opposition Democrat Party, says the outlook appears bleak, with only a slight chance of the governing coalition breaking up. But Krysak does not expect the PAD to begin new protests soon. He says it is now up to Parliament to find a way through the political crisis.
I think there is a chance in the very near future here that we are able to go back to the Parliament and do the best job we can and maintain democracy as crippled as it is, and to make it work somehow.
He says the governing coalition is likely to be weaker this time around and the government will have to call an election in 2009. Thailand's current political crisis is the most severe in 16 years. It has pitched Mr. Thaksin supporters in the rural and urban working class against the middle class and urban elite who make up the PAD. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.